T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
About to go around the NFL with Lord Choppy and the Nosebleed Seats. Thank you so much for waking up with us this morning. And fellas, we got some more Washington football team name options. Seems as though the Washington football team is sending surveys to individuals. They're sending out a bunch of surveys. So people have been on Twitter screenshotting the surveys and showing what options they're getting as to what the upcoming new name could be for the Washington football team. And so I just want to read a couple of these to you guys because some of them are pretty funny. So we have the Archers, the Pilots, Wayfarers.
Wayfair. You get your furniture and watch your team.
Isn't Wayfarer? Aren't those a type of sunglasses?
Like a vanilla wafer?
Wayfarer. Is that what you're saying, Chio?
Yes, yes.
Wayfarers. Yeah, that's like a type of sunglass.
Oh, maybe they're a sponsor.
Yeah. Brought to you by Ray-Ban. Yeah.
We got the Griffins, the Warriors, the Armadas, the Rising, the Commanders. Then it starts getting a little bit weird when you get the Demon Cats making an appearance.
All right. I like it.
The Washington Demon Cats. Yeah, that's right. The Thundercats. I don't know how I feel about this Demon Cat situation. I would love to know what the potential logo and mascot would actually look like for that.
Maybe it's a mix between a Demon and a Hellcat, which you can buy at Platinum Chrysler Dodge Ram Jeep.
There you go.
Oh, those Hellcats are freaking sweet.
I like football team.
Honestly, I do too.
It's grown on me. Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I'd keep it. I don't want any of these stupid trying too hard to be a tough sounding name.
The Rising?
Menacing name.
Cowboys and the Rising coming up next.
As if anybody else is scared of the team because of their name.
Honestly, I kind of like the idea of Cowboys versus Demon Cats for Thanksgiving football.
Yeah, and by the way, RJ, people are scared of names. When the Seattle Kraken get on the ice, people will be scared just because of that name.
They might. Don't most people think of Kraken as... What do people think when they think Kraken?
An octopus?
Do they? Okay, maybe they do.
I always think of the rum.
Yeah. Yep. I think the same way too.
But even the rum on the bottle, it's got that weird sea creature looking thing.
I'll never forget when a good buddy of mine got married. I was giving them a wedding gift, and I bought just a big handle of Kraken because I thought it looked cool. I thought it was sharp, and then I went over their place like a year and a half later. The thing still hadn't been opened. They're like, "Yeah, we're not into that." I was like, "Okay,
oh,
great."
No.
I guess that was a bad gift, but at least I got something. I didn't show up empty-handed.
Can I get that bottle back? Or
upcoming first round pick or first overall pick, I should say, Trevor Lawrence. SI did a nice little a little feature story on him, and he's just recently married. We know this because all the Jaguar fans breached the wedding list. What is that called again?
The registry.
The registry. Yes,
you're married.
Yeah.
No, but he didn't do the registry.
You didn't do the registry
stuff.
What's the matter with you?
It was a COVID wedding deal. It was
even better.
It was thrown together. It was wild. We had just had a baby shower. So
no, he didn't even tell me about it. I found out the next day that all of a sudden he was married. I thought I was supposed to be one of the groomsmen, and I was not even invited to the little quarantine wedding. So it was It's a major slap in the face. I mean, I've hung around with you for 6 years to try and just be in this wedding, and I don't even get the invitation.
You're not bitter at all, though.
No, I'm so not bitter about it, Troy.
Well, at least 40% of the entire reason to get a wedding, to have a wedding, to get married, is the registry, the gifts. Yeah. You had a perfect excuse. You had COVID, which means you would have gotten free gifts from people, and you wouldn't have had to see them. Yeah. That is the beauty of it.
No, for sure. We that definitely so dropped true. The ball there. But Walchuk's just salty because in my previous engagement that didn't go through, Walchuk was going to be a groomsman, and he bought the $200 suit that he was going to need that, of course, he didn't end up needing. So that's why he's actually more bitter.
Hey, I still wear that thing to just about every wedding I go to now, so I'm getting good use out of it.
It's a good look. So Trevor Lawrence recently married and about to be the number one overall pick. SI does a nice little feature article on him. Well, the quotes that have come out of this have been a bit controversial because he was talking about basically football not being everything for him, and that can be a bit blasphemous when we want our athletes to sort of be just all in on whatever their craft is to be the best, and that should be the only thing that they care about. But he says it's hard to explain because I want people to know that I'm passionate about what I do, and it's really important to me, but I don't have this huge chip on my shoulder that everyone's out to get me, and I'm trying to prove everybody wrong. I just don't have that. I can't manufacture that. I don't want to. There's also more to life than playing football is what his new wife
is. Oh, my God. How dare he say that?
I know, right? And so I really didn't have a problem with any of that stuff. I totally get it. Like, why would you have a chip on your shoulder and everybody's out to get you? You've been, like, talked about as the number one overall pick for, like, half a decade now. You were the top recruit coming out. Like, you've been the man since you were just a boy. So, of course, like, you're not going to have the undrafted rookie sort of free agent chip on your shoulder. Why would he have that? But then he says, and I think people mistake that for being a competitor. I think that's unhealthy to a certain extent, just always thinking that you've got to prove somebody wrong, you've got to do more, you've got to be better. And so that one jumped out to people as well. Like, don't you always want to try and keep getting better and better? But now people are getting a little bit, a little bit butthurt when they're seeing Trevor Lawrence not all in on the football. And this isn't the number one thing, I guess, that because one of his friends chimed in and was quoted saying, like, he could stop playing football today and I think he'd be totally fine.
Yeah, let me just slap those in the face that are coming at him here. The buzzwords doesn't love the game, or last one in, first one out, or doesn't want to be great. All three of those, throw them out. Not everybody needs to study for the test the same amount of time. Who cares if I get there last? If I'm great, it's because I don't need to study as much as you do, because I'm better than you. And not everybody loves their job. That doesn't mean they're not good at it. And not everybody has this burning desire to be the best there ever was. Now, Bret Hart did. He was the best there ever was, the best there ever will be. He had that burning desire. But not everybody has that. And it's okay. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to be the best there ever was or the best there ever will be.
Well, just take him off my draft board.
Doesn't yeah, just effort. Get rid of him. Fifth rounder.
Sounds like this guy doesn't love football, and he's lazy. So bleep Trevor Lawrence. I'm not interested in it.
Like, I don't care. I don't care the Orlovsky thing with Justin Fields. Oh, he's the last one there. Who cares? If he doesn't need 12 hours of film and he only needs 9, more power to him. Why is that his problem?
No, I'm with you. But yeah, he's getting slandered right now across the interwebs. So
he doesn't care. Those he's already got the Jags playbook. He's fine.
Yeah, no, he's in a sweet spot, no question about it. Now, RJ, what is going on with Aaron Rodgers and the Nerds?
Aaron Rodgers,
rope?
What's that?
Such a good candy. The Nerds rope.
Yeah, it is a good candy. Aaron Rodgers is surrounded by them because when he's doing his Jeopardy deal. So, the questions are always thrown out there when they host Jeopardy. And Troy, you know this because you go through a ton of Jeopardy audio.
Oh yeah.
Whenever there is a sports category, you're either going to have one person dominate the entire category or zero people have any idea what is the answer to these questions. Well, Aaron Rodgers was hosting Jeopardy, and he had a question, which obviously, because he's the host of Jeopardy, would have the answer come back is, who are the Green Bay Packers? That was the answer to this question.
In the 1960s, these Midwesterners earned 5 NFL championship trophies. Green Bay Packers? Dennis, go
try
again,
title
I guess.
For 600.
They swept over the NBA, winning the title every year from 1959 to 1966. Eric?
We're the Boston Celtics.
Oh, you know that one, huh?
Good for you, Eric.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Eric.
But no, RJ does have a point. Normally on Jeopardy, the contestants do not get their NFL questions right. Now, when it comes to the NHL, I mean, Jeopardy contestants, they know about hockey.
100-plus assists in an NHL season has been accomplished only 13 times. 11 times by this player. Joe.
Who is Magic Johnson? Oh, no.
No, not Magic. Definitely not Magic.
The reaction. Oh, no.
What a great hat trick by Michael Cooper in that game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.